We're now learning from a source close to the FBI's investigation that at least one explosive device was found in the dead suspect's vehicle, and authorities believe it was workable. We expect to have more details later today. We're now going to hear more about security arrangements for major political events. Political consultant Bill Briggs worked as an advance planner for two presidents, George W. Bush and Donald Trump. In that role, he coordinated closely with the Secret Service. He joins us now. Bill Briggs, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us about the security considerations for these big events.
Sure. Our job was to design these events alongside the Secret Service and local law enforcement to ensure the safety and security of everyone who is attending the event, from the president to the rally goers.
And so, I mean, what are the sorts of things that you would do to make sure that something like what happened yesterday wouldn't happen?
Every detail. So these events are planned days in advance, and there are long days that go into the planning, but everything from the planning of where the stage is located to how it's oriented to the pathway that the president and the rally goers will attend, so that if there was an unfortunate incident like yesterday, the president can be quickly escape, but also too that the rally goers have a way to get access to medical care as well.
So just how much of a security failure do you think yesterday was?
I do think that it is a security failure. I also think, though, it was an amazing response by law enforcement to neutralize the threat in less than 3 seconds. I think two things can be true at once, but yes, it was a security failure.
Like, what would you have done differently, or what do you think needed to be done differently?
Well, my understanding of the situation is sort of there's areas of secure zones and around the president, and it's sort of, you think of in concentric circles as it's going out and out. They rely more on local law enforcement as opposed to Secret Service. We will certainly know there will be investigations to the planning that went into this and any oversights or seams or gaps in the security.
We've got the Republican National Convention taking place in Milwaukee starting tomorrow. How do you expect yesterday's shooting will change the security plans for this event?
So events like national conventions or inaugurations are already designated national security events by the Secret Service, where security and planning go on for months and are really intense. I can only imagine that it's going to be further amped up, and that the security, which is already very strong at this type of event, will be everywhere, and that there'll be multiple security checks, and certainly there'll be no outdoor events involving President Trump.
Mr. Briggs, like in general, how concerned are you about the possibility of more political violence?
I'm concerned in general. I think that law enforcement and Secret Service will do everything they can in the future to make sure this never happens. But I do think that the heated rhetoric on both sides is really contributing to an atmosphere where this is possible, and we do need to tone it down.
I mean, rallies often happen outside. I mean, that's, in general. I mean, do you think that both campaigns may need to cut back on outdoor events?
My guess is that there will be a wholesale review and change in security posture by the Secret Service going forward on these types of events.
That's Bill Briggs, a political consultant. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.